Welcome to Attention Please, a new program here on KPTZ, where we feature a brief interview with someone involved with an organization that's putting things forward for the community that are worthy of note, that you may very well be interested in. I'm Larry Stein. Today I'm speaking to Daniel Ferland, the music director for Port Townsend High School. But it's not about the high school music program that we're speaking. This summer, Daniel and a group of people have been working towards building a summer music program that's called Yay Music, Y-E-A Music. This is for Port Townsend and the Jefferson County area. It's a music program for kids who have been really frozen out of the process of having music lessons at school for the last year, but it's a summer music program that's very affordable and open to just about everybody. This year, they're targeting 5th through 12th graders for this summer program. I recorded a conversation with Daniel a few days ago before the Port Townsend High School graduation that happened last weekend. He was quite busy with that. We'll hear about Yay Music, about to start at the end of June here in Port Townsend. I'm speaking to Daniel Ferland, the music director of Port Townsend High School. You may have heard Daniel on KPTZ before talking about some of the orchestra programs that he's done, especially during the pandemic when it was a virtual orchestra programs. Thank goodness we seem to be coming out of it a bit, and we're thinking ahead to making music together. And Daniel has a new venture that he's been working with, and I thought it was really worth talking about. Daniel, thanks for making a little time to talk about this new project.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I appreciate being here.
It has a catchy name. It's called Yay Music Summer Camp.
Yeah, Yay Music. So the Yay, first of all, it's just fun to say.
Yeah.
It's but the Yay's acronym, YEA, stands for Youth Education and Arts.
So this is a new program aimed at kids in the summer. Kids of all levels of experience with music. And I think your age range you're talking about is 5th grade to 12th grade, right?
For this particular program, yes. So Yay Music is sponsoring. It's going to be a summer music camp. It's in three sessions. Session one is June 28th to July 2nd. The second session, July 26th to 30th. And the last session, August 16th to 20th, and they're going to be out at Fort Worden, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Monday through Friday during those dates. And 5th grade through 12th grade, we're going to have some fun summer music camps to get kids playing their instruments again, hopefully.
And you indicate that it's from beginners through experienced kids. I mean, this is a way for kids to get involved in music, even if they really have very little experience.
That was kind of an essential part of this camp. We have students that, of course, have been in band and orchestra and played for a number of years, and maybe even, rock band as well. But because of pandemic, I think everybody knows it's been a pretty rough time. You know, it's strained our music programs for sure around Jefferson County. This is not just Port Townsend specific, but all of Jefferson County. So we really wanted to have a way for those kids that maybe they've been out of school for quite a while and they haven't had a chance to take some music lessons, or maybe even take lessons from private instructors locally. We wanted to create a way where anybody could show up. So we do have a beginner track. We're going to have instruments available, and we invite kids with no experience to come out, and we're going to help get them going, hopefully.
So this is an outdoor, as I read the press release, it's going to be an outdoor summer camp.
Outdoor and socially distanced. Yes, we will be very safe. Masks, of course, will be required. And we'll follow safety protocol, temperature checks, anything that's necessary to make this happen. You know, we're going to follow the rules very carefully. But yes, it will be an outside event out at Fort Worden.
Fort Worden, I know, has been very proud of anticipating coming back to in-person music, but yet at the same time realizing that we're coming out of the pandemic slowly. And they're very proud of these tents that they acquired. And I think you're going to be using some of their tents. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's I'm really proud of that. We actually reached out, and we're actually doing that through the Centrum organization. So I want to make sure and thank Peter McCracken and Greg Miller, who really stepped up to the plate, and they found a way to kind of facilitate this happening out using their facilities. So we're super excited to have Centrum on board because they're just, a top flight organization.
Well, we're excited to hear about where you're doing it because you're going to be our neighbors. Of course, we're just in the process of getting ready to move over there, but we'll probably be in the moving process while you're doing your camps there. So we'll see you out there because you're just a stone's throw away from where our new studio is going to be.
Well, hopefully, knock on wood, we'll sound good and we'll give you a little bit of music there while you guys are moving in, kind of keep
Well,
you, we'll
yeah.
serenade you.
But what this points out is that this is what Maker Square, that whole complex there that they've redeveloped, starting from the old historic buildings there, that's what Maker Square is really meant to be. It's an arts and culture hub for programs like yours, like ours, like the art school, to have a place to be working in a very kind of concentrated, creative neighborhood.
We're super excited to be out there, and hopefully this won't be a one-shot deal. Because, as Yay Music, we've been working really hard, youth education and arts. We set up as a 501c3 a few years ago. We had a hiccup because of the pandemic, of course, and delivering music lessons to the kids of the area. But hopefully we're going to be out there for a while, and we're even hoping that we can do more out at Fort Worden. It's a wonderful area, and I think it'd be a perfect fit if we can do some more things out there in the future.
Yeah, it's great. So what does the range of music that you're going to have available? What are the range of instruments that kids are going to be able to learn?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we have, I don't need to tell you, let's be honest. You know the level of talent we have in the Port Townsend area and all of Jefferson County. And I want to emphasize that we're not just looking for Port Townsend kids, but we also want to reach out and have some Chimicum kids, Port Hadlock, Quilson kids, Brandon, all of Jefferson County is what we're looking to get involved. But the teachers come from all over Jefferson County. We're hoping to, besides the beginner track, we're probably going to have some lessons on some woodwind instruments, some brass instruments, and maybe some percussion and rhythm type instruments. Guitar and ukulele might be an option as well. For the older kids who are already in their school music programs, we're most likely going to have a chamber ensemble for strings, as well as a fiddle club track. And then on the band side of things, we're hoping to have a jazz band, pep band type thing, and maybe even some rock music as well. We're going to bring out some battery-powered amplifiers and maybe put some things together and see what happens. It's really flexible. These are not rigid camps. We wanted to be super flexible, and we're focusing on the kids. We want to make sure that they have a good time because this is us coming out of the pandemic and creating something where they can have a good time and hopefully carry this over, and we can kind of inspire kids to get back into music making.
Reading about the Yay Music program, I found it really interesting to see that it's partly modeled on a very, very successful and worldwide, really renowned program of music education in Venezuela called El Sistema. Can you tell us a little bit about the connection and how El Sistema feeds into this type of music education?
Yeah, I'd love to. The El Sistema program was started probably about 35 years ago in Venezuela and spread throughout South America. Extremely successful. I mean, this is just one of the premier programs. And it was aimed, so the philosophy of El Sistema is to provide musical outreach as a tool for students, emotional well-being for their society, for anything you can think of. The music is really a vehicle. But really, it's about the kids. It's really about giving them a way to connect socially to each other, to generational, to create a way for students to really become just wonderful young people. And so about 3 years ago, before that, I knew about El Sistema, but I had this incredible opportunity to travel to Costa Rica. And in 2018, I was actually a guest conductor for El Sistema Youth Orchestra in Gracia, Costa Rica. And it just was, I don't know how to describe it except a life-changing experience. The kids were just amazing. And I just came out of that with I was on a high for months after doing that. And it kind of came back as a germ of an idea of how can we start something like that here in East Jefferson. And I found out that there is a national organization, El Sistema USA, which sponsors El Sistema programs all over the US. And there's one in LA, there's one in Baltimore. I mean, there's over 300 programs. There's actually two already running in Washington State. And so we actually started the 501c3 about 3 years ago, 2 years ago when I got back. And it's just kind of been growing little by little as we've been putting people in a place. Our executive director is Julie Russell, who retired from Blue Heron a couple of years ago. And we've been working with some partners like Centrum and a few other people in town. And this is finally the culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people to kind of get this thing up and running. And just to see where we're at now, I'm just over the moon.
Well, that's wonderful. People who follow classical music may know one of El Sistema's great ambassadors and superstars, really. And he's connected to my old hometown of Los Angeles. It's the conductor and music director of the LA Philharmonic, Gustavo Dudamel, who's internationally known now for his energy. And he comes out of that world of El Sistema music.
Absolutely. He's probably their shining superstar. He started in a El Sistema local community program, just like we're doing here, when he was just a young kid and was just flew through the program and made it into the top music conservatories, and now is one of the probably the premier conductor in the world as far as young talent goes.
That's right. And he has that incredible energy, really, when you get to see him. I mean, he has that youthful energy, and it shows that he knows how to connect with people of all ages, really.
Oh, he's fabulous. I saw him conducting one of the Mahler symphonies on YouTube, and it was just tremendous. I mean, he's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, it's so great. I'm so happy that we're kind of tapping into that musical thread that's going on out there that's really important worldwide.
What's really fun about our program is we do have our local instructors, and we've got fabulous local instructors. They're going to be teaching at this camp. I mean, professional musicians have really come out of the woodwork and said, hey, we want to help. And that's wonderful. But we actually have, believe it or not, we actually have a couple, honest to goodness, El Sistema teachers from Venezuela who've been teaching some of our students
Wow.
virtually through Zoom, which is, I think, a really phenomenal, exciting thing that we've been able to put together.
And so they'll be part of this camp also. Will they be on Zoom with the kids at some part of the camp?
I'm working that out. There's some
Yeah.
internet issues,
Yeah.
so we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They've been really involved in our program, great consultants and everything like that. So far they've been doing Zoom. So well, I want that to happen, but we're going to kind of figure
Yeah.
out how we can
Yeah.
continue that process.
Well, what we have to really say now, talk about now, is really how do people find out about this if they have kids or they have kids in their family that they know would be interested in this? How do you find out about it and find out the details and the program and the process of applying for it?
So we have our website set up, and it's pretty simple. Yay, YEA music, MUSIC dot O-R-G. And on there is the website so people can learn a little bit more about our organization. And there's also an online registration form where you can reserve a spot for any one of the three sessions. So just go to yaymusic.org and sign up. And I just want people to know that no student will be turned away. I think it's very reasonable. And check it out and contact us, and we want to make this work for the community in the best way possible.
I mean, the philosophy of this kind of music education is really to make it as available to everybody as possible. So cost is really not set up to be a barrier. As you say, I mean, you don't want anybody turned away. So I think if you look up yaymusic.org, you'll see that the costs are very reasonable for a camp like this.
Yep, we're part of the or we're in the process of being part of the USA El Sistema organization, and it does have the philosophy that this is not a money-making venture. So we've got some great partners in the community. We're developing those partnerships in order to make this follow the philosophy that it's student and child centric.
Yeah, this is great. Well, I can't wait to be near you guys when we're moving over to our studio. And I know I'll go over with some recording equipment, and we'll probably during the summer pick up some sounds of what you guys are doing out there. So that'll be a good way to give our listeners a check-in on what's happening with EA Music this summer.
You're only allowed to come over and record us if you also bring an instrument, because, you know, you're going to jump in with us, I'm sure.
Okay. It's a little hard to record and play an instrument at the same time. So
you are multi-talented, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Okay. Daniel Ferland, the music director of Port Townsend High School and one of the organizers of EA Music, a new summer camp program this year available to young people, grades 5th through 12th, to spend 5 days in a session of music education, 3 hours a day for 5 days, 3 sessions during the summer.
Hey, thank you so much. I am super excited to speak to you again. And let's do this again. Yeah. When the camps are over, let's do a kind of a follow-up, yeah. And we'll start talking about more.
And we may do, and I may... You know, for other programs here on KPTZ, I may do a check-in with you and we'll get a sense of how it's going in between two of the sessions. We'll get some sound and get people more excited about it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Daniel.
Okay.
The music you're hearing is from an El Sistema-based group in New Jersey. It's a group of students who got together with their teachers and did a virtual concert, actually, during this last year when they couldn't get together. You get a sense of the quality of the music that these students, some of them beginners on their instruments, have been able to develop using this El Sistema approach. Our local El Sistema venture is EA Music Summer Camps. We spoke to Daniel Ferland, who's the music director of Port Townsend High School, but he is also one of the principal organizers of EA Music outside of the school district. The EA Music Camps for this summer run June 28th through July 2nd, and then the second session is July 26th through 30th, and the third session is August 16th through 20th. And you find out about this by going to yeamusic.org, yeamusic.org, all one word, lowercase. You'll learn about what Yay Music is trying to do here in our region and what's available this summer. The camps will be held at Fort Warden, actually very close by to our new studios, which we'll be moving into through the summer. So we'll be encountering the Yay Music students. Thanks for being with us. If you want more information about EA Music, you can always write to us at dj@kptz.org. And that's a good way to get questions to us, and they'll forward it to me if I don't see it myself, and we'll get you the information. But EA Music, again, is YEAMUSIC, yeamusic.org. That's how you can find out about it. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry Stein.